Day of the cricket season, Kent playing Glamorgan in the floodlit county championship at Canterbury. Latest news from Ben Croucher.
Well, Kent's hanging on at the moment, 172 for six they are now. They're still trailing Glamorgan's first innings total by 14 runs. Geraint Jones, the captain of Kent at the crease at the moment, he's unbeaten on six. Asma Mood, probably the man that Kent will turn to in their moment of need. He's unbeaten on 45. The wicket to fall today, the night watchman Simon Cook, LBW to John Glover for seven. He looked disappointed as he trudged off, but that does bring Kent's two remaining recognised batsmen to the crease, and they're going to need to bat long into the afternoon and indeed the evening. We'll play until 9 o'clock this evening. If Kent can go till around about 6 o'clock, you feel they do have a sniff of getting a draw from this game. But Glamorgan still in the box seat then. Kent trail by 14, 172 for six.
And you can follow the commentary here and only here at the website bbc.co.uk/Kent.
The home of live cricket.
BBC Radio Kent.
Cricket and Kent are playing Glamorgan on the final day of their floodlit county championship match of the season, also the final game. With the latest, here's Ben Croucher.
Well, we're in the afternoon interval at the moment and Kent have moved on to 226 for seven. In keeping with the rest of the match, it's been fairly slow going with only 78 runs coming in the afternoon session. The two wickets to fall, Simon Cook, the night watchman, trapped LBW by Glover for seven before Kent's key man, Asma Mood, edged the part-time pedestrian medium pace of Will Bragg to Stuart Walters, who could have taken the catch in his sleep at slip. Marmoud made 70 and together with Jones they put on 64 for the seventh wicket. Jones is the vital man for Kent. He's 30 not out and will need to bat long into the evening session if Kent are to get anything out of this game. They lead by 40 over Glamorgan, 226 for 7.
Ben back in the news at 5 and continues with commentary on that game on our website. To cricket, the last day of Kent's season. They're playing Glamorgan at Canterbury in the first ever floodlit championship match. With the latest, here's Ben Croucher.
Well, the floodlights have just come on and there's still a little bit of light left in this game for Kent. They're now 278 for 8. They lead Glamorgan by 92. Still a couple of wickets for Glamorgan to get as well before they can start attacking that total. A little bit of controversy just a moment ago. Matt Coles attempted a reverse sweep, appeared to get a top edge on it. It was caught at first slip. Matt Coles didn't move, neither did the umpire. He's still at the crease. He's unbeaten on 12, but Geraint Jones, he's been the mainstay for Kent throughout the day. He's unbeaten on 55. His top score of the season is only 61, and he's not far off achieving that. If he gets beyond that, Kent have a real chance of saving this game. They lead by 92 then on 278 for 8.
Commentary from Ben continuing on our website. The cricket season is drawing to a close today. Kent playing Glamorgan in a floodlit county championship match at Canterbury. The latest news comes from Ben Croucher.
Well, Kent clinging on for dear life. 312 for 9. Geraint Jones still there on 79. Kent's lead up to 126. Earlier in the day, Asma Mood made 70 in the fine rear guard that Kent have put up today. They're still clinging on. The draw is the best they can hope for. Glamorgan doing everything they can. Graham Wagg, the opening bowler, normally bowls pace, is coming in and bowling spin now. Geraint Jones just did a huge four out towards the midwicket boundary. Appeal for a stumping, and he's gone. Geraint Jones is out, and that is the end of the Kent innings then. Geraint Jones stumped by Mark Wallace off the bowling of Graham Wagg for 79. Kent all out for 312. Glamorgan will need 127 to win.
And the commentary on that Glamorgan response will continue on our website.